Besides, I bought the coffee.
Will you, Greenwald? Will you?
All right, Rupert. What do you got?
Two pair, kings up.
Hold that. Three queens.
Oh.
Don't worry, Rupert. You can't win them all.
That's right, Bilko. I won a hand just 2 months ago.
Come on, Vincent. You're holding up the game.
Here we go.
Ooh. Francis, do you know what time it is?
Holy mackerel, it's almost 11 o'clock. We gotta get out.
Wait a minute. Where you guys gone?
We got a date.
A date? The game is just getting exciting.
There's plenty of excitement where we're going, huh, Francis?
You're not kidding. Come on.
Wait a minute. This is the third game you've broken up at 11 o'clock. Now, where are you guys going?
Should we tell him, Francis?
Ah, he wouldn't understand.
He wouldn't understand.
Come on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, I guess that's about it for tonight.
Wait a minute.
Well, how about a little pinochle, spit in the ocean, lift the bundle?
Well, there's another even shot. How did we do?
I figure about $4, any.
Chicken feed.
Tell me that Grover and Ritzick are up to something. But what?
Well, it's no big secret, Ernie. You heard what Rupert said. They have a date.
That's right, Ernie.
A date?
I feel sorry for Emma. Poor woman.
Oh, that Ritzick is a louse.
It's wrong, my sergeant.
Oh, it's a married man sneaking off at night, spending his hard-earned money on some strange woman when he should be losing it to an old buddy.
Emma? Who's talking about her? If we blow a steady loser like Ritzick, we're out of business.
Emma.
Forgive me, Ernie. I forgot how deeply you feel about money.
Sarge, why don't you go up to Ritzick and say, if you don't give up this romance and come back to the poker game, you're going to tell everything to Emma and ruin his life.
Rocco, that is the most underhanded idea I ever heard of. I'm ashamed.
Well, I was...
I'm ashamed that I didn't think of it. Goodbye.
It's exactly 11 o'clock. What do you say? All right, I'll do it. But don't leave me alone for a minute.
Good evening, and welcome once again to Shriek Theater. Our picture is entitled Graveyard Confidential.
Oh, Francis, I'm afraid to look at this picture. I'm going to get scared.
How do you know?
I've seen it twice already. Chick. That girl happens to be 600 years old.
She don't look it. They must be using a heavy makeup.
Yeah. Hey, see that wolfhound with her?
Yeah.
That's her brother.
Her brother? They sure don't look alike.
Yeah? Just wait till she smiles.
Look! They're making a poor peasant!
Yeah.
Don't forget to give. I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, stop watching these idiotic pictures.
Hey, don't turn that off. It's just starting to get exciting.
Oh, is it? That's just too bad. What will the neighbors think when they hear shrieks and yells coming out of this house? Do you want them to think we're having a fight, you stupid idiot?
Should be through in about 3 or 4 hours.
I would like you to tell me something just once and for all. Why would you rather watch a stupid movie instead of spending a few hours with your own wife?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because in this picture, the heroine is a woman who looks just like you.
Then what do you have to do your head for when you can look at me?
Because in the picture, the woman gets buried alive.
Oh!
No, don't go yet, Frank.
I think I better. I'm tired. Besides, I want to get out of here before the MPs come.
Right down. Look what you did. You embarrassed me in front of my friend.
I won't have you watching Shriek Theater in this house anymore. Do you understand?